Hello, and thank you for joining me on another episode of the Tech Exec Podcast, where we triple your impact per engineer. As always, I'm your host, Aviv Ben Yosef, advisor and consultant to tech execs worldwide, and our subject today is Yestradamus. I'm going to explain what I just said in a second. But before that, I'm reminding you that if you like these podcasts, you definitely need to check out my weekly short videos. They're like 2 minutes, to the point, very funny. You should check them out. I'll link to them in the show notes. And now, let's get to it. So first of all, happy Negroni week. I hope you have yours at hand. Well, none if you're driving, but I have mine. All right. And today I want to talk about Yestradamus. I'm guessing you've heard of the medieval sort of prophet called Nostradamus. He is known for having made some prophecies about bad stuff like wars, plagues, disasters, and some used to think that he actually nailed those. I'm not even sure if that was within his lifetime. And that's Nostradamus. And today, people might say Nostradamus because we're describing someone who always thinks that bad stuff is going to happen, right? And today I want to talk about something that's a bit similar. I'm calling the Yestradamus because it's someone that doesn't necessarily always see the bad stuff coming. But I just happened to see another of those Yestradamuses in the wild recently because I was talking to this person who for over a year has been ringing this bell, telling everyone in his company that there's a problem coming, that there's a market shift happening, that they need to check this out, they need to see that. And really, I adore that person. I think he's worth his weight in gold for the company, because this is the exact opposite of that person that goes along with, you know, the emperor's clothes. This is the boy that says the emperor is not wearing anything. This is the kind of person you can always count on to call you on your baloney. To keep this non-explicit. And whenever I talk about injecting chutzpah, whenever I say that we need to create organizations that have this going on, where you can trust that someone will speak up, that people won't just put their heads down and keep on working, pretending that whatever is happening is not happening, sticking their heads in the sand. If you want to create an organization that genuinely drives impact, that's not likely to be disrupted by the market, that is sentient of what's happening around it, has the awareness of the market shifting, of what the users really want, of what your competitors might be doing, with the disruptions coming towards you, you have to ensure that you have enough chutzpah. So you need to have product mastery enough. I have, I don't know, probably over a dozen episodes that touch on that. But the chutzpah thing, the candor, the sincerity, the openness, the ability to speak our minds, to say what we see, to call it as it is, that's one part of it. And the second part of it is to be listened to. These two are prerequisites if you ever want to have a high-impact organization that remains at the top of its game over years. Because it's easy to be at the top of your game for a year, but if you want to endure the neck-breaking pace at which the industry is moving, you have to ensure that your people speak up. We're going to assume for a minute that all of your people have amazing product mastery. They understand what's going on outside. They keep learning about it. They talk to users, whatever is needed. The question is, can your people rely on you to listen to them? And can you rely on your people to speak up? How do you get these two things to happen more regularly? So the first part is we have to get them to talk. And to do that, you have to have some tactics in place that everyone in your management team is aware of. One of them. First, whenever someone does speak up, embrace it like they just gave you the best compliment ever. I don't care if they said that something wrong is going to happen. I don't care if what they said isn't even necessarily true. If they had the courage to speak up, acknowledge it, thank them for it, thank them in front of the entire organization if needed, make people understand that no one is shooting the messenger. Two, keep on pulling at threads whenever you think that someone is not being as candid as they should be, so that eventually you get to the real thing they want to tell you. And third, you need to ensure that whenever there's something that was missed, you go and see why didn't the dog bark. Who knew about this and didn't speak up? Have a postmortem and try and dig into it to realize what might be preventing people from talking to you. And this is a big part of injecting chutzpah into your organization. And as I said, the second part of it is to ensuring that whenever someone does speak up, you listen. And here, the number one here is basically the same like before. You start by accepting and acknowledging whatever they're saying, even if you don't think it's true. It's good to make people see that you don't shoot the messenger. But now that we're talking about this aspect, it's also great because it means that you're avoiding the knee-jerk reaction of just saying thanks, but no thanks, or yeah, I don't agree. If you take a second to acknowledge what they're saying, to accept what you've heard, maybe to paraphrase it to ensure that you understood it correctly, you get another second to think about it. You don't automatically deject whatever you just heard. And that's a real part of people seeing that they're heard and for you to actually process what's being told. Second, you might need to ensure some sort of a safe space for people to talk. I always say that we need to create platforms for behaviors we want to see more of. So, for example, if in your organization you notice that there is a problem with people speaking up against specific leaders in the organization that might get very heated when it comes to arguments, or people that have a lot of sway and no one wants to stick their neck out against them, something like that. It might be good to create forums, surveys, whatever you need in order to make people speak up in a safer way right now. Long term, we want to fix those issues. But for the scope of this episode, suffice it to say that you need to ensure that for the time being, people still can communicate. And combining these two together, you should be able to slowly but surely raise the chutzpah level of your organization to a healthy level. And eventually, hopefully, you're going to have more of these yestrademuses going on, telling you what you're missing, helping you avoid real mistakes, helping you capitalize on opportunities, and triple your impact per engineer. That's it for this week. Thank you for joining me. As always, if you haven't yet, do subscribe to my newsletter. It's the best newsletter online for tech executives. The link is in the show notes. And if you have any questions or comments, my email is in the show notes, and I'm always happy to hear from listeners. Thank you. Talk soon.